Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 134. I'm excited to do this episode, so I'll just hop right into it. And I want to start by asking you a question. My friends and I always joke when we ask each other questions, we'll go, hey, quick question, QQ for you. So I'll say QQ for you. And the question is, do you want to grow? That's the question. Do you want to become the person you know you're capable of? Like, do you want to grow or don't you? So that's the question. Do you or don't you? And you'll probably say, yes, I do. Well, if that's the case, then I think we all need to stop faking it. Stop faking it. That's what I'm talking about in this episode. I'm talking about ladies, stop faking it. Just kidding. I'm talking about everyone faking it. We're all faking a lot of different things in life. And I'm not talking about fake it in whatever sense you're thinking of. I'm not talking about fake it till you make it. That's a different episode. I'm talking about the things we fake every single day, all the times we hide how we actually feel, all the times we hide what's in our heart, what's on our minds, all in favor of just seeming cool, okay, thumbs up. You know, we fake a lot of things. We pretend to be interested in things we're not interested in. We pretend to be interested in people we're not interested in. We pretend that certain things mean a lot to us when they don't. We act like certain things don't mean a lot to us when they do. I think we've become masters of faking it, and we're good at it. We're good at slapping a smile on our faces and acting that part, maybe adding some theatrics in there, a little bit of moaning, some pizzazz. I don't know. Fake it, whatever sense you want to think about. But the bottom line is we fake a lot of things in life. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, like I get that sometimes we need to fake things. Like it can be just a social courtesy, like Jessica, no offense, but I'm not actually interested in how shit-faced you got at brunch this weekend, or Jared, it's cool, man, that you outfitted your truck with new tires. Like, that's cool. But realistically, I don't care, but I'm not going to be an asshole about it. I'll sit there and smile, and I'll talk with you about those things. Bring it on. And I'm not talking about that kind of social nicety, fake it there, you know, don't be a jerk, be human. That's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the self-sabotaging fake it that we all do time and time and time again. You know, it's the times where we hide how we really feel, the times where we hide our passions or what we really think, the times we fake it by shaking off how we actually feel in favor of just fitting in or being comfortable. But I've come to realize that doing all those things it's literally the biggest boneheaded move we can do. I really think so. Because I found in my life that doing this does not have the intended effect we think it does. We think that faking certain things is the right thing to do. We think it's helpful to get us to where we want to get. You know, like, oh, you know, I shouldn't say how I really feel. That'll be rude. Or I shouldn't act interested in that thing. People will think I'm weird if I say that. Or I shouldn't act emotional about this. It'll make me seem extra. Or, you know, I shouldn't start that blog, do that podcast, start acting, whatever. It'll make me an outsider. Like I care about something really silly and trivial. You know, so we fake it. We fake interest or we fake disinterest. People are like, oh, Case, my dude, fantasy football? I'm like, oh, hell yeah, you know, brother, sign me up. Or Case, you don't want to gossip about friends at brunch? I'm like, yeah, let's go. Or Case, how you feeling about that breakup? Me? Psh, I'm over it. Hello, hot girl summer. I'm over it. You know, things like that. I'm sure you can relate to this. Faking things because it's easier than being real and honest with other people and with yourself. So here's a follow-up question for you. Do you ever find yourself saying, you know, it is what it is, or, you know, it'd be like that, but that's the way it is. But deep inside your heart, you wish it would be different. That's the question. I'm sure you do this all the time, but that's exactly how it is when we fake something. You say one thing, you do one thing, but in your heart, you wish it would be different. And at a distance, now that I say that out loud, like, that shit is confusing. It's confusing. It's confusing to your soul. Faking how we feel, I really think, is doing us all a huge disservice. That fake smile, that nod of approval, you biting your tongue, apologizing for something, like, it's confusing. Seriously, faking it is confusing. It's confusing for you, for your soul, for who you really want to be. It's exhausting, and I think it literally prevents you from growing or from healing or from moving on wherever you are. Like, every time you fake something, you take a little step back. Maybe not a big step, but a little step back. Like, I found this to be super true in my life. Like, you know, you might have certain goals. Say, for example, you want to be more confident. You want to be more motivated. You want to be passionate about something. You want to challenge yourself. You want to be happy. Okay, those are pretty universal goals. And each time you do something to push yourself to grow, you take a step forward. And that's great. You know, you speak up in a meeting, you email that person, you start a new workout, you travel to a city alone, you stop seeing someone who isn't right for you. You know, you take a step forward with each thing. You're growing, you're expanding. It's fantastic. Awesome job. You know, you told your soul what you want and then you're working towards it. But then you fake something and another something and another something. And your soul is like, huh? It's like, what? What are you doing? Maybe you're at dinner with a friend and he or she asks you, you know, how are you? Like, how are you? And you say, I'm fine. I'm great. But that's not true. Or you lose a deal at work and you say, ah, you know, it's all good. I'll get another one. Or someone pokes fun at the inspirational quote you posted on Insta and you say, ah, I'm just kidding. That quote was silly. I just did it as a joke. Or you want to start a podcast or a blog or you want to model or start singing or mixing or whatever, and people poke fun at you and you're like, ah, no, I'm just kidding, man. It's just a stupid little hobby. I don't take it seriously. See what I'm saying? Subtly, like, you're faking it. You're faking it. And that thing, that act, it confuses your soul, because I think your soul, your mind, your heart, your body, whatever you want to call it, it wants you to grow and expand. But it needs a little bit of direction. And every time you fake something, it, like, confuses the fuck out of it. It's like, well, which one is it, dude? Do you want to grow or do you not want to grow? Because you're sending me mixed signals here, my guy. Like, make up your mind. Are you being real or are you not being real? Are you being real or are you being fake? Which one is it? That's how I see it. That faking it is a facade. It's misdirection for your soul. It's a distraction for your soul. And it's preventing you from growing. That's what I want to talk about here. Super simple. So I'd say, ask yourself, why am I faking it? Like, seriously, ask yourself, ladies, you know, is it to feed some dude's ego? Just kidding. That's not actually what I'm talking about here. But seriously, like, ask yourself this question. Why am I faking it? Why are you pretending to care? Why are you pretending something doesn't hurt? Why do you pretend to not be confident? Why do you pretend to be confident when you're not? Why do you hold back when you have the answer? Why are you pretending to want a relationship when you don't really want one? Why do you pretend you're passionate about a career you're not passionate about? Why do you pretend that you don't really enjoy that hobby when you do? Like, why? Why? Why are you faking it? Personally, in my life, I'd rather do something or say something or not do something or not say something and have people be like, whoa, Case? Or like, huh, Case? I'd rather have that every single day over a, oh, okay, Case, cool, cool, cool. Like, I'd rather have whoa over cool, okay, any day over faking it. Because I really think we need to stop faking it. And if we're honest with ourselves, we're all faking something. Like, I have so many examples if I look back in my life, and I certainly still do, but looking back, it's like, there's a lot. Like, if for even this podcast, for example, if you listen regularly to the show, you know that I still work a day job here in Chicago. It's at a growing company doing great things, big things. And I've been at this company a long time. I've been fortunate to do well here. I've risen all the way up. I've been successful. I mean, I have gotten everyone to call me daddy. So I think that speaks for itself. But it's a fun environment. But I work in sales and sales culture at, you know, the leadership level. It's filled with some very successful, well-off, type A, hustle your face off kind of people. And I remember when I started the podcast and I was like promoting it on Instagram and telling people about it, people were like, what the fuck, Case? Like, why do you care about that? You're not making any money doing it. Why do you care? You know, you're probably not even getting any downloads, dude. Like, why bother? That's not going to buy you a Rolex or another Hublot or whatever. Like, why bother, man? And they were like, oh, and you're giving life advice? Like, come on, dude. That's silly. That's for girls on Instagram. And I heard that and that reaction. And my reaction was, I was like, no. It's just for fun. I'm not serious about it. I don't care. It's not a priority. It's just for fun. Just for fun. But that was a freaking lie. Like, I was faking it. It was a big deal to me. It was important to me. But I faked my disinterest in it. Looking back, I'm just like, woof. Case, woof. Or another example, like I remember, I don't know, call it 8-10 years ago, early 20s, like not really knowing who I was-ish, where I belonged kind of thing. Like, am I just one of the boys? Is that kind of my mentality here? Like football, sports, fantasy football, was that my scene? So I faked interest there, but inside I was secretly dying. Like, I didn't give a fuck about doing that fantasy football draft, but I faked it. And every time I did it, every time I, you know, dedicated energy to that and time, like a small part of me died inside, but I faked interest in it. Or like dating, for example, like I faked a lot there, if you know what I mean. Kidding. But I'm sure you can relate here as well. Like a faked interest, faked commitment, faked, you know, something to someone, faked everything to someone, like the whole thing. Like, oh, you know, I'm not going to text her same day, or I need to wait 3 days to not seem interested. Fake, all fake. And we all do this. If you're honest with yourself, I'm sure you can, and I hope you can come up with example after example. You know, pretending to care when you don't, saying you don't care when you do, all to protect yourself from others or from failure or from expectations. But I say, fuck that. Seriously, I've learned how confusing that is to you and to who you are and to who you want to become and to who and like how you're working so hard to become that person. It's confusing and it sets you back. And I've come to realize that faking it, I think it's the most direct form of self-sabotage that you can do to yourself. Because when you fake it, when you fake something, you're not being honest with yourself. You're not speaking your truth. You're closing off your emotions. You're training yourself to ignore what your heart says, what your soul wants. You're moving in the opposite direction of where you want to be, where you belong. And you're losing a bit of yourself each time you fake it. And I realized this a while back. I realized just how often I was faking things, how often I pretended certain things, how often I held myself back. And over the past couple of years, I think I've gotten a lot better. I've worked really hard about not doing this anymore. And not in the sense that I'm still not one of the boys, you know, I think I still am. Not in the sense that I don't want to have small talk with someone or listen to people talk about things I don't care about or attend events that I don't really care about or put on a smile where appropriate. Like, of course I do that. I'm not advocating being an asshole or shutting yourself off from things that don't particularly interest you. I'm talking about not faking things anymore to yourself and just owning your shit. Owning what's important to you, what speaks to you, and what's real to you. Now I'm like, yes, like hell yes, this thing is important to me. Or, hey, I'm not looking to date you. I'm sorry. Or, oh, you guys are talking sports. All right, that's my cue. Toodles. See ya. Like just, and it feels good to just own that truth, to own where your heart is. Because when you do this, like everything is kind of just in sync. What your heart really wants, what you say, and then what you do. Like it's all in sync and it just feels right. And I think you could take pride in being true to yourself when you're this way. And the more you do this, the more I think you'll come to see that the world around you, the people around you, like they want that. They want to see your genuine self, your genuine smile, your genuine passions and hobbies and interests. And it doesn't matter if your truth or your passion, your hobbies, your interests is watching 3 periods of touchdowns and a couple quarters of home runs, or if it's not, clearly. It doesn't matter if your truth is stand-up comedy or being goofy AF. It doesn't matter if your truth is being alone for a while or staying in on a Friday night. It doesn't matter if your passion is podcasting, 18th century woodworking, making miniature dinosaur models. I don't know. Like you don't have to fake where your heart is, where your head is any longer. I really don't think you have to. You can feel what you feel and just let that show. You don't have to conceal it. You don't have to fake interest or enthusiasm or disinterest if it's not you, if it's not who you are. Because again, I think if you want to grow or heal in life, wherever you are, I think it's, you really need to come to realize how important not faking anything is. You need to come to realize how important it is to just be very, very brutally honest with yourself. And if you're constantly in that mentality where you're weighing whether or not you should be honest or fit a certain role, fill a mold or be true, you know, be seen a certain way or be yourself. Like if you're doing that, you'll never gain momentum on your growth. I don't think it's possible. If you're constantly wondering if you should, for lack of a better phrase, wear your heart on your sleeve or not, based on the person you're talking with or the company you're with or the context or whatever, like it just is confusing for you. You're not going to find where you belong or even who you belong with when you're constantly second guessing yourself and faking who you are and what you genuinely feel. But let me tell you that when you decide to stop faking shit, things get a lot easier. It might sound like it, they don't, but they do. Like so much easier. I think being honest, being real with yourself, real with others, it gives you an intense sense of clarity. And the best news is that in my experience, the universe really does reward those who don't fake it. The universe rewards people who act the part and play the part because they are the part. That is who they are. People who shout their passions, their qualities, everything about themselves as loud as they want. I think the universe rewards people who take a stand, people who don't want to just ride the line and fake this and fake that for the sake of image or fitting in, for the sake of being comfortable. Like seriously, I really do think that life, you might not think so right now, but I think life, other people, the world rewards weirdos. It rewards people who find things they're passionate about and shout them from a mountain. People who are honest about what they want, what they don't want. People who don't fake interest. People who instead invest their energy, their effort, their love, their empathy into other things and people that they do care about. And I really do think that life rewards people who no longer think that faking an apathetic attitude towards anything and everything makes them cool, or faking interest makes them relatable. Like that's over. That's not cool. I think life rewards people who lower their defense, who risk looking foolish. And that's how life, I think, is meant to be lived. Like just truly immersed in life, in tune with how you feel and what you truly want, just in the moment, real and present. And sure, of course, doing this, it might lead you down some embarrassing paths or to do some awkward things or to stick out or whatever. It might lead you to do a classic triple back-to-back-to-back text, you up text. You might get a little too excited about that TV show or that hobby. You might have one less fantasy football draft to go to or one less Bachelor in Paradise party to go to. You might trade nights out for nights in, you know, gossiping for reading, communicating what you want and need physically, hello, over faking it, whatever. You trade these things. But I don't know about you, but I'll take that. I'll take that all day long. I'll take being honest with myself and communicating that to the world when appropriate. And that might be a bit awkward, okay? But I'll take that any day over faking interest, faking energy, faking commitment where it's not real. Because being real doesn't make you overtly weird, doesn't mean you won't fit in, doesn't mean you won't find your tribe. I promise you that it will. I really, really mean that. I promise you that the world will welcome you with open arms and will lead you to where you need to go. Or better yet, forget that. You'll lead yourself there because you're not bullshitting yourself anymore by thinking one thing in your heart and doing or saying another. It just gives you clarity. And most people, I don't think, have that. They don't get that because they're constantly going back and forth between being real and being fake and being real and being fake, real, fake, real, fake. Like, which one is it, dude? You know, how are you deciding? And why is being fake even an option for you? Like, just strike that from your vocabulary, strike it from your mentality. Because when you decide to be real and honest, when you make that decision, then you're no longer faking it. You're being real. You're reserving your energy for things that really matter to you. And I think when you do that, you're telling the universe what you want and the direction you want to head. And that is a really, really powerful thing. So super simple episode. That's my advice to you, to stop faking it. Stop faking it. And I think you can start doing that by first no longer faking it with yourself and your head and your heart. And from there, stop giving your energy to people you know aren't right for you. And then stop doing things you don't particularly care about, within reason, of course. You know, stop going out so much if you don't want to. Stop caring about clout and swag and flexing. Stop faking interest in things you're not interested about. And start, instead, acting how you feel. Act excited about the things that excite you. Don't hide that. Shout your passions. Showcase who you are. Go all in on that. Act the part. Be the part. I think that's my advice, because in my experience, it really, really does have an impact on your growth. Again, I'm not saying to literally shut yourself off from doing the things you don't want to do. I'm not saying be a jerk and be like, oh, this bores me, and walk away. Like, be a human, be kind, be empathetic, but be honest with yourself. Stop faking it to yourself. Be real and vulnerable with yourself first and foremost. And if you care about something, then care about it. If you care about someone, then care about that person. If you're passionate about something, be passionate about it. Like, fuck expectations. Fuck what other people think. Sorry, mom. But seriously, listen to what you want, what your heart wants, what your soul feels, and then try your best to let that show in the world through what you say and what you do. You can go to the extreme and shout it from a mountain and live it and breathe it each day and really act the part. I'm all for that. Kudos to you. Or you can just start to stand up for yourself every time you feel the urge to fake it. Just be real. And the next time you get tempted to fake it, to crawl back to that comfort, don't. Say yes. Say yes. Hell yeah, the podcast is important to me. No, I'm not interested in dating you. Yes, I love that thing. No, I don't want to do that. Whatever. I think when you do that and you really dedicate yourself to not faking things anymore, I'm confident you'll find momentum in your life that you never thought possible. So that's it. I hope you found this episode valuable. I'm going to stop right there. If you did, I'd love it if you'd share this episode or this podcast with someone, a friend, colleague, brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever. Share it with someone who keeps it real and says and does what's in their heart, or share it with someone who could use this reminder to be real and honest. Either way, I appreciate you sharing, and the growth has just been nuts. So thank you so much. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. Again, as always, if you do, take a minute to drop a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Be sure to DM me there so I can thank you personally. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.